This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, April 4th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Snowpack likely the largest ever. Cal OSHA drafts indoor heat regulation, and WOTUS opponents 1-for-2 on injunctions. Snowpack is likely the largest on record. The snowpack that has settled atop California's mountains is shaping up to be the largest ever documented. It follows 31 atmospheric rivers that have swept across the West Coast. The Department of Water Resources announced the finding yesterday after its monthly snow survey. Since snowpack measurements have improved considerably over the decades, officials were uncertain if it truly counts as the largest ever. Water storage likewise stands at 107% of average and will continue to rise in the coming months. DWR also forecasting a record-breaking spring snowmelt for the southern San Joaquin Valley, where Tulare Lake has continued to expand into farmlands. Officials expect snowmelt running into the Kern River watershed to exceed 400%. DWR Director Carla Nemeth warned of a significant challenge with long-duration flooding in that region. Cal OSHA drafts indoor heat regulation. California's workplace safety regulator has released its proposal for new rules to protect indoor workers from heat. Cal OSHA has been slowly developing the standard since 2016. Under the proposal, an employer must monitor the temperature at all times. When it exceeds 82 degrees, workers would need a cool-down area, and the employer must ensure the workplace stays below 88 degrees. Businesses would need to draft prevention plans, develop emergency procedures, and train staff. Farm groups are opposing the regulation. Cal OSHA's governing board will discuss the proposal in May. Fair Plan doubles commercial coverage. Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara has reached an agreement with the California Fair Plan to more than double its coverage limits for businesses. The plan, known as the Insurer of Last Resort, would cap its commercial coverage at $20 million, up from the current $8.4 million. Lara vowed that giving businesses greater coverage options is a top priority. Senators Tony Atkins and Susan Rubio joined agriculture in calling for the increased coverage limit. The Western Agricultural Processors Association anticipates the new limit will be available in the fourth quarter of this year. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. AgriPulse expands with Western growers members. AgriPulse Communications Incorporated is pleased to announce an agreement with Western growers to provide AgriPulse West content to 2,000 of the group's members in California, Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico. We're excited to serve some of the most innovative growers in the Western U.S. who value high-quality content, said Sarah Wyatt, founder and publisher of AgriPulse. This agreement will allow us to make additional investments and further expand coverage of the important policy issues impacting growers and ranchers in the West. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Grassley. CCC restrictions in play. Senator Chuck Grassley, the Iowa Republican, believes lawmakers will consider some curbs on the Agriculture Secretary's authority to spend from USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation account. Grassley noted to reporters yesterday that he raised the CCC issue with Vilsack during a recent hearing. And The GOP chairman of the House Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee, Andy Harris of Maryland, last week challenged Vilsack on his use of the CCC to fund the Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities initiative. The point is to make sure that there are certain guardrails put in place, Grassley said. I don't have any in mind right now, but I think that's going to be an issue when we bring up the farm bill. Vilsack argues that his use of CCC has been much less modest than the Trump administration's, and that the farm groups support CCC funding of the climate projects. By the way, Grassley outlined some of the farm bill priorities he has provided to the Senate Ag Committee, that being crop insurance, funding for foreign promotion programs and agri-research, and restrictions on conservation reserve program payments to keep the program from competing with farmers for land. WOTUS opponents 1-for-2 on injunctions. Opponents of the Biden administration's Waters of the U.S. rule garnering mixed results in their legal attempts to block implementation of the regulations from going into effect. A federal judge in Kentucky has rejected an injunction request by the Commonwealth of Kentucky and the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce. The opinion joins one issued last month by a federal judge in Texas to enjoin the rule in Texas and Idaho. In both cases, the plaintiff sought a nationwide injunction. Another challenge is still pending in federal court in North Dakota. There, 24 states and a raft of trade groups, including the American Farm Bureau, trying to stop the rule. The federal government has yet to respond to the request for an injunction in that case. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Pesticide company teams with NGO to rid mines from Ukraine farms. The Philadelphia-based FMC Corporation, a maker of insecticides, herbicides, and fungicides, and the Halo Trust, a humanitarian NGO, have announced a new partnership to find and dispose of the Russian mines left behind in Ukrainian farm fields. This project not only ensures Ukrainian farmers can safely return to their fields for planting and harvest, but it also contributes to improving food security around the globe, said FMC President and CEO Mark Douglas. Through this collaboration, we aspire to contribute to a future where farmers can cultivate their lands without fear of explosive remnants from the war and pave the way for robust reconstruction efforts that benefit farming communities and the entire country. Here's today's She Said It. We need to address the issue at the root of the problem. That's Senator Anna Caporello on the disparities that undocumented farm workers face and how her citizenship bill would enable them to come out of the shadows. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, April 4th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.